Hey guys, it's Sammy
and Robbie
back again to tell you about another upcoming con,
and we're super excited about this one.
It's another Indiana one. This one is Pop Con, Indie Pop Con to be exact, and it's going to be in Indianapolis again at the Convention Center,
Indiana Convention Center,
right in downtown Indianapolis. And Robbie will be there April 26th through the 28th.
Yes. We were just at the Indiana Comic-Con, so if you missed us, you get a chance to meet us again at PopCon.
Yes, well, at least Robbie.
At least me. Ashley will be there.
Oh, yeah, and Ashley will be there. That's an exciting thing.
Ashley will be there, so you get to meet a lot of us on the network.
Yeah, two-thirds.
Two-thirds of it, yes.
There you go. Yeah.
So if you're coming to the show, please stop by the Limitless Broadcasting booth. We're always excited to see you.
All right. Well, I guess we'll see you guys at the show.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to the Limitless Broadcasting Network.
All it takes is faith and trust. Oh, and something I forgot. Dust. Just a little bit of pixie dust.
Welcome, foolish mortals, to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast. I'm Ashley.
And I'm Sammy.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Shall we begin?
It's time to get things started on the most sensational, inspirational, celebrational, motivational show!
Welcome, Pixie Dusters. We're your favorite hosts. I'm Sammy.
And I'm Ashley. Welcome to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast featuring Dan.
Hey, how's it going?
And produced by Limitless Broadcasting.
Make sure you check out our social media after the show. Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, and TikTok.
Yes. I'm so excited for today's episode. We are talking about 101 Dalmatians.
Woof, woof.
Did you know that Dalmatians are actually a... like, they are a breed that are more aggressive than people think.
I have heard that. And I'm not surprised.
Well, 101 Dalmatians, the cartoon, like, tricked us all. We all thought Dalmatians were, like, these easygoing, cutesy dogs, but they're actually
very protective.
They're very territorial. They actually were...
Oh, yeah. That's literally my sister's Dalmatian. That's exactly how she is.
She's a little fire breather.
Disney, they did not do us justice with this. They tricked us.
Yeah, they did not explain it well.
Yeah. It's okay. We're gonna live in the Dalmatian world. So Sammy,
yes,
take it away.
Cute.
Yeah.
Yes. So, in case you have no idea what this movie is about, although I don't know how you wouldn't know what this movie is about, but an evil high fashion designer plots to steal Dalmatian puppies in order to make an extravagant fur coat, but creates an extravagant mess instead.
That's a good...
I like that description. Yeah, thank you, IMDb. Good. It was cute. I liked it. So we've got a lot of taglines for this movie. It's a lot. So first one, spot remover. I don't know. I feel like
I'm not understanding.
Okay.
I don't get it either. Okay. Second one, bad to the bone.
That's good. I like that one.
Very dog themed.
Yes.
Next one, 101 Dalmatians. Catch them while you can. It's like a Pokemon reference.
That's what I got from it.
I was like, is this supposed to be a Pokemon thing?
Gotta catch them all.
That's what I thought too. Yeah. Next one is puppy love, which is cute.
Not bad.
Yeah, it's cute. Who you calling Spot?
Okay, I get Dalmatians have Spot, but none of them are named Spot.
I was going to ask, did I miss it?
Thank you.
Because I was like, was one of them Spot? Because I think I missed that dog. Okay, so it's literally just because they have spots. Sure. All right. Okay, Disney. Which, going into the next one, beauty spots.
That kind of
again,
works.
Not enough information.
But it kind of ties in because, you know, Corella likes the spots for her coat and stuff.
So fashion and spots.
Doesn't work for a tagline, in my opinion.
Well, you know, that's why they have so many. Next one is so many dogs, so little time. I mean,
it's not bad. It's just kind of
I don't understand the so little time part.
That's like, my thing, too. I was just going to say, I'm not entirely sure I'm getting the so little time thing necessarily, but okay.
I don't get the next one either.
I don't. We're going to roll with it. And I don't understand it. But this time, the magic is real. Is
it because it's a live action? Because it's a live action?
Maybe.
Oh, probably is what they were thinking. Good job, Dan. This is why we need you on the show. Because I was like,
That's true. This was actually the first live action.
I know. Everybody likes to pretend it was, you know, in the, 2000s when they really started them.
But I always thought it was Pirates, but it wasn't. It was one-on-one.
Actually, before this, I think it was before this one, they did a Jungle Book. It was like Mowgli. Can't remember what.
That doesn't count.
Who watches that? I don't think anybody.
Technically, that's in the universe. That was a good movie as a kid.
Really?
When he like Mowgli when he's an adult, you mean?
Yeah, right? Yeah, he's. I'm pretty sure he's an adult. Yeah, I think it's that movie.
The bad guy.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
Well, there you go. Dan is a fan of the Mowgli movie, which I think did come out before this. So.
Not the one when he was a kid. Not the live action when he was a kid. Like,
yeah.
Okay, we were talking about the same one, right?
Yeah, the 90s one. This is from the 90s one or 80s.
I just know the one where they had Mowgli as an adult and Cary Elwes was the bad guy.
I'm pretty sure he was an adult in that one.
So I don't know. Okay.
I think he was an adult, yes, I believe. I believe we're talking about the same thing.
Yeah.
So I made a mistake earlier. I forgot about this being a live action when I was talking to somebody earlier, like last week. And I said Pirates was the first live action based off of either a ride or a movie. And it was not.
No.
101 Dalmatians. No. I don't remember who I was talking to. So I'm sorry.
Nope.
I have been corrected.
Yeah.
Would Hook technically be considered that? But Hook wasn't a Disney movie, though.
Hook wasn't Disney.
Yeah. So. It wasn't Disney.
So. Yeah.
Back in I'd love day. To count it, but it's not Disney. No.
Yeah. And last tagline, this Thanksgiving, the world is going to the dogs.
That's cute.
That is a cute one to tie into the holiday because it was released on November
27, 1996. On my mom's birthday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We went and saw it for her birthday.
Well, it's a good choice to go see. Yes.
Cool.
So, director Stephen Herrick, writers Dottie Smith.
Dottie.
And John Hughes.
That's adorable.
There he is.
Which again, I was like, wait.
Love me some Hughes.
No idea. Okay. All right. So our cast, as we've said multiple times, Glenn Close is our Cruella de Vil.
Perfect.
Jeff Daniels is Roger Dearly. Mm-hmm. Julie Richardson was Anita Campbell Green Dearly. When they got married, it's a lot.
Just Anita.
Yeah, anyway. I wanted to remember to mention this, that Julie Richardson is Natasha Richardson's sister.
Yep.
So
I think when I was a teenager, I thought it was Natasha Richardson because they're sisters.
They look alike.
Yeah.
In my mind, I was like, I know it's not her, but she reminds me of her. And
that's
then I come
exactly.
later on. Yeah. Later in years, I'm like, okay, they're
that's
sisters.
That's why I'm
that
like, I got to make sure I point this out because they look alike. They really do. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to pull up a picture for myself so I remember. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
They look
a lot alike.
I'm pretty
sure I thought that was Natasha back then.
Mm-hmm. But it's not. It's Julie.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which Julie's in a lot of things. I like Julie.
She is. Mm-hmm. I like her too as an actress.
Yeah.
We've got Joan Plowright as Nanny. Hugh Laurie is Jasper.
My man.
I love Hugh Laurie. Love.
Part of me just likes this movie just to see him.
I know.
I remember watching House for the first time. I'm like, right away, I'm like, that's Jasper.
What is wrong with you?
Why are you in House?
Where's your accent? What is happening?
Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I actually watched House first and then went back and watched 101 Dalmatians and then I recognized him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, as a child, I definitely was not going to remember or have any idea who Hugh Laurie is. Yeah. So now I definitely appreciate this a bit
face.
More.
Mm-hmm. I knew the face when I first saw House. I'm like, yeah, exactly. I know that very face. Why do I know face. That face?
He does, yes. Yeah,
very recognizable.
Yeah. And Mark Williams is Horace.
Mm-hmm.
Another classic. Love, mm-hmm. love. Love, love, love. Yeah. Still hard for me to separate him from Harry Potter, but I do like him in this movie, too. And John Shrapnel was Mr. Skinner. Tim McInerney, I don't know, was Alonzo. And Hugh Fraser was Frederick. So kind of runs at our cast
mm-hmm.
for this. And I have a bit more trivia for this one than I did the last couple movies that we talked about. So all in all, 230 Dalmatian puppies and 20 adult Dalmatians were used during filming.
That's a lot just of like, Dalmatians.
Holy cow. That's a lot of puppies.
The process of filming that, I can't imagine.
And puppies are just probably the most unruly.
They're everywhere.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Everywhere.
I cannot imagine. I can't.
Even just watching the scenes where they're filming them just running through like the doorways and stuff, just like a parade of puppies. Like, that had to be a stressful process.
Yes.
But you know what? I would love to have just sat there and let them all run around on top of me.
Exactly. Right. And I'm like, I'll be the puppy wrangler.
Come to me, puppies.
Mm-hmm. I will watch them.
I adopt them all.
That's what I would definitely want to do. Yes. Okay, so when Glenn Close appeared on set as Cruella in her full wig, makeup, and costume, one of the dogs that played Purdy repeatedly tried to sneak away. So she was not about this.
I would too.
She's like, no, you are not a nice person. I do not like you. No. Writer and producer John Hughes made more money from this movie than any other movie in his career because his contract gave him a piece of the merchandising profits.
Ah, there it is.
That makes sense.
And they
the money comes from right there.
Yep, and they made 17,000 items of merchandising for this movie.
Jeez.
This is like peak Disney merchandising right here. Absolutely. It started with The Lion King, and they were like, mm-hmm. we can make lots of money from these children's. So here we go, all the things.
Yep.
Yes. So very good job, John Hughes.
Mm-hmm.
And Horace and Jasper's appearances and personalities are based on Harry and Marv from Home Alone. Of course.
I can see that.
Yes. Duh. And John Hughes. So, yeah.
Also makes sense because we just talked about Home Alone.
Yep, I love all these like tie-in things. Yes. Mm-hmm. And despite her character's passion for fur coats, Glenn Close insisted that her costumes be made from fake fur.
I would hope so.
I would hope so, too. Yes. Please don't be that person. Yes. Please don't. Please don't. This just made me laugh. Jeff Daniels said that on more than one occasion, he heard an authoritative voice on the dog-strewn set shout, "Sit," and immediately plopped himself into a chair, only to be told, "Not you, Jeff. Not you." I thought that was great. I love that little thing.
I love Jeff Daniels.
I know. It just made me laugh. Daniels. It was great.
He definitely has a golden retriever dude energy.
Mm-hmm. That's so
he
true.
Does. He really does.
That is so true. He was just great in this role. I loved it.
What's the term now? Golden retriever boyfriend? Like he's that in the 90s.
I haven't heard that. Golden retriever boyfriend?
And it's a Gen Z thing, I think.
Well, I mean, like growing up, you had the personality types, and Golden Retriever was a personality type.
True.
And I was always a Golden Retriever every time they made me take the stupid test.
Fair enough.
I wonder why.
Back then, I get it. Now, I don't know if I'd be a Golden Retriever. I'd have to retake the test.
I know. We should retake all and see what kind of dog we are. Yeah.
Take all those different. It wasn't a dog one. It was like Golden Retriever, Lion.
Oh, right. Shark. Different animals.
Different animals.
Yeah.
I'd have to retake it to see if my personality has changed since I was in middle high school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So continuing with Jeff Daniels, he was offered the lead role of Roger by Disney as compensation because he previously turned down Judge Reinhold's part of Dr. Neil Miller in The Santa Claus so that he could make Dumb and Dumber instead. Did not know that.
That was a good choice, though.
Yeah, I mean, I liked the way it turned out, but, you know, he saw how popular the Santa Claus was, and he was just like, God dang it. And then
Dumb and Dumber was just as popular.
I know, it's not like he didn't get
like a second out of it.
Smart choice.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's not like he wasn't, you know, a well-known actor at that point because of that movie, but I just thought that was fun that they were like, yeah, you can come back. It's cool.
Yeah.
When Pongo is broadcasting news to the London Doggy Telegraph, the second star on the right, you know, where Neverland can be found by Peter Pan, is next to Big Ben.
Aww.
So, Disney tie-in right there.
Love it.
This trivia, I think, is stupid. And I just wanted to throw it in here because I think people on IMDb are stupid. So Glenn Close is allergic to tobacco, so she smoked herbal cigarettes on the movie set. I got news for you. And Dan probably knows more, you know. But my understanding is they don't smoke real cigarettes on movie sets. They're always herbal cigarettes. Like, they make them. They don't, like, just pump people full of nicotine on sets. So I don't think that matters.
I mean, I've never paid attention to that, but I would assume so.
Yeah, that's my understanding.
Sets that I've worked on were like very young, like, you know, just makeshift stuff. So, I mean, the stuff that I did when I was in college,
well, yeah,
I only had that option.
Right,
so.
Exactly. Yeah. But when you're on like a big movie set, they don't. Set,
probably. Yeah.
They don't do that. They don't just like give people tobacco on sets.
I wonder if they did back in like the 20s and 30s and stuff.
Well, that's a different story. Let's not even get into old Hollywood. Yeah, that's a different story.
Hollywood's like, what, cancer? What's that? Hell, cigarettes don't cause that.
It's fine. You guys are great. Just smoke 100 of them. No, they're good
for you. Doctors recommend them.
Yeah, doctors smoke while they check you out. You know, that's
exactly.
Cool. Don't worry about it.
Oh, gosh.
Anyway. Have some of this poison for your health, kiddo. All right.
And we wonder how Gen X came out the way they did.
Yeah.
Very true. Very true. Okay, so continuing with Glenn Close. So she actually insisted that she perform the fall into the vat of molasses and not use a stunt double.
I would.
No.
I mean, it's just, that's sticky.
It's gross. Yeah. Yeah. Ugh, no.
But I get it.
Ugh. There's a hidden Mickey in the scene where Anita realizes that Carilla has taken the puppies. There's a statue behind her of Mickey Mouse that's kind of out of focus on the dresser.
Okay.
And on top of one of the computer screens in Roger's office is a plush Figment from Journey into the Imagination at Epcot. So cool. There's another little tie-in.
I can see that now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I knew Ashley, I knew you'd love this one. Last trivia.
I knew this.
Jock from Lady and the Tramp helps the puppies. So, yeah, there's another. They brought somebody else into the live action, too. Mm-hmm.
I love Jock.
I know. So he's it's like, I know I have to put this in here. Of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I mean, I love 101 Dalmatians. Mm-hmm. So anything with dogs in Disney other than, you know, Fox and the Hound,
as we talked about, yes. Mm-hmm.
It's cute. It's, you have a bunch of dogs just running around, and they end up with like 100 puppies. And I'm like, well, number one, I've heard people talk about this, or maybe you and I talked about this when we talked about 101 Dalmatians. But I'm like, how are they going to afford the vet bills?
There's a lot of them. There's a lot.
That's a lot of poop to pick up. Mm. That's it is very unrealistic to have this many dogs. Oh, there's a meme. There's a meme that says Disney gave me unrealistic expectations of how many dogs I should own or I can own.
That's fair.
Fair, because I wanted this many dogs when I was younger. I'm like, I'm going to have a whole farm full of dogs.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes.
It was dogs and horses. I was going to have all these animals. And then as I got older, I realized, I'm like, that's a lot of money.
You got to spend a lot.
I can't do
to
it.
To keep them alive. Yeah. It's a bit much. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I did read somewhere, too, that when Glenn Close first was reading the movie, she was like, Cruella is not mean enough. She's not scary enough. So she kind of wanted to pump it up, you know?
Well, Cruella is a scary person. So why would they not make her scary in the script?
I don't know. Because it's a G movie, you know, like whatever. Disney
wanted to make it more appealing to kids.
Yeah, but she wanted to bring lines in from the original cartoon to try to make it more intense. And I was like, "That's good job."
Yeah. I'm glad they did.
Yeah, there were a lot of them. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And I liked the way she played Cruella. I thought it was good. It was cartoony, mm-hmm. but still, you know, grounded in reality. It was well done, I think.
Yeah.
Especially like for that time period, I could picture you having like a boss in fashion that acts exactly like that.
Psychotic. Yes. It's
psychotic, like brilliant, but also you don't trust her at all.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like Devil Wears Prada.
Mm. Yeah.
Meryl Streep. Like, mm-hmm. I think Meryl Streep. So my problem is Glenn Close and Meryl Streep in my head get intertwined.
Right.
I can understand that.
Have that just air about them because mm-hmm. either of them could play this role. I could really see Meryl truly. As Cruella. Mm-hmm. And I could have seen Glenn Close as playing What's Her Face in Devil Wears Prada.
Mm-hmm.
But they just have this like air about them.
Yes.
They're amazing, but they're also crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's poise true. And brilliance and psychosis.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
100%. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then, like, if you pair this with, like, Cruella, which is
Emma Stone.
Yeah. Not Emma Watson.
Emma Stone. I do that, too. I get them mixed up, too, all the time.
I know. I always have to pause.
No, Emma Roberts. No. Emma.
What Emma am I talking
so
about?
There's so many Emmas.
There's too many. There's too many Emmas.
And you pair this with, like, how she portrayed it based off of Glenn Close, and it's just, like, it's all so good.
Yeah.
I love it. Yes.
Yeah. Emma was a great Cruella, like a great young Cruella. Really.
So good.
So good. Yes.
I need to watch that. I haven't watched it in a while.
I know. I almost just turned that on instead. And then I was like, no, I want to make sure I'm like fresh on what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Oh, but yeah, no, I just Disney with Disney with the 101 Dalmatian movies. It's just one of those classics that you're like, it's hard to do it wrong. It's mm-hmm. hard to do it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
There are certain classic movies that it would be very difficult to do wrongly. And I feel mm-hmm. like this is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Not that they haven't done things wrong. Let's get that out there. There have been things yeah. where I'm like, you did that wrong. But it's just good. It's just really good.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can we just go back to the 90s? Like, I feel like I miss the 90s. Like, not the clothes. I don't care about the clothes. I miss media in the 90s.
Do yourself a favor then, slightly off topic, but if you're on Instagram, follow Tara.town and thank me later.
Like T-A-R-A?
T-A-R-A.town.
Okay, I'm going to go find it now or I'll forget.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Tara.town.
Yep. Not the word dot, but I mean like Tara period and then town.
That's what I figured you meant.
Okay, yeah.
Tara.town. Nostalgic nerd.
Boom. If you want 90s nostalgia, you're going to get lost in that.
And follow.
There you go.
Ooh. I love nostalgic things. Mm-hmm. I have a couple of people on TikTok that I follow that do nostalgic things.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me too. Happy.
I know. I always stop and watch it.
Yeah. There's one girl she loves. She will like recreate outfits and stuff. And I'm like, oh, I'm like, I remember that. And oh, why did we do this? And like, she did a video of going to Target and like reacting to all the things she saw. We're like, why is this back?
I know. Mm-hmm. It's horrible. I'm just like, dumbfounded when I stand in there. I'm like, Target, why?
Anxiety,
why? Why is this back?
Oh my gosh, I forgot about the armor, like the eyewitness book.
That was the other topic mm-hmm. that you could read and learn about.
Do you remember the eyewitness books?
Mm-hmm.
I forgot about those.
That whole page is just, oh, I forgot about this, literally. It's
oh my goodness.
Yep. You're going to get lost in that page.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to go through this and like listen to all her reels.
And just watch everything.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, so on my podcast, March and April is going to be Nostalgic Book Month. So cool. I'm doing, no, it's just March because I haven't decided if I'm doing April yet. And I keep telling them that and be like, it'll depend on where I am in the wedding planning. It will depend sure, how stressed sure. I am. Mm-hmm. So, but at least March is going to be nostalgic book recommendations. So I'm doing like a kids nostalgic. I'm doing a teen nostalgic. I'm doing an adult or not adult, preteen, teen, classics. Like I'm doing those four things and I'm mm-hmm. doing recommendations off my bookshelf. I already got them. Like, I know which ones I'm recommending, but I'm like going through them. I'm like, oh, I remember this book. Oh, I need to reread this book. Mm-hmm. I love it. Cause I miss it. They don't write them like they used to.
Mm-hmm.
All stupid. I feel like a lot of books have gotten away from actual plot and all they want to put in is spicy nonsense. That is not a plot.
Mm-hmm. I don't read a lot of young adults, so I wouldn't know, but the little that I have read, yeah, I can see it.
Well, they have finally separated it, so they have young adult and they have new adult. So a lot of those spicy books, like Sarah J. Maas, like, don't get me wrong, I love Sarah J. Maas. I loved her first series that came out called Throne of Glass. It's an assassin girl. She's amazing. Like, there's a little spice in it, but it's not overly crazy like her Court of Throne and Roses series. Those are like new adult now. So anything that has too much spice for high schoolers have moved up to like a new adult class, which is good because it's getting quite ridiculous. Hmm. I feel like 50 Shades of Grey started it all and I just want to punch them. Don't want to punch them.
Mm-mm.
But I'm super excited. But anywho, anything else about 101 Dalmatians?
What did I say? I love the after Roger falls in the lake, that one lady on the bench. I don't think he wanted to do that.
Oh, yeah, that does make me laugh.
I totally forgot about it, and then I watched it, and I was like, it totally made me laugh.
You think, lady? Didn't look like he meant to do that.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's flying through the air. Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting how they made Roger a video game designer as opposed to a jazz pianist in this one.
Yeah, they updated it for the 90s.
Yeah, it's very much like update to the 90s kind of thing. Mm-hmm. That was kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which they did the opposite when they made Corilla. They went back to making him a musician.
Mm-hmm.
They did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep, because right at the end, we get that classic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I always wonder, like, I always look at remakes, but like, this could be, honestly, if we ever want to do a whole episode on remakes, but like how remakes or movies that like reflect the time period they're in. Because a lot of the 90s, like live action remakes, there was a lot of like, let's take the comic or the cartoon or whatever and strip it down to his nuts and bolts and make it as realistic as we can, which is what we got with 101 Dalmatians. But now I feel like it's kind of the opposite. Like we try to make it as much like the comic or the cartoon,
true, like, to the source.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like the 101 Dalmatians was stripped down, whereas Cruella is a lot more, you know, like the, I don't know, it's interesting.
We could do like in 2025, because this year's already shot.
Right.
But in 2025, we could do a month of like more technical.
That would be fun.
Like that would be fun.
Yeah.
Then I could learn things because I don't know much about that field.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dan, I know you have a plethora of knowledge, and Samantha also has knowledge from being married to Robbie. So that might be a really fun month to do.
Yeah. And, I'm more interested, like, I'm always interested in like what that says about a culture and a society as to where they are. Like, how does their art reflect how we think?
Mm-hmm.
And that could be that could be an interesting topic of discussion.
Yeah. Maybe 2025 we do a little bit more different.
Yeah.
Because honestly, we've gone, I mean, other than like the old live action stuff that they used to do that no one ever watches anymore, there's not really much more we're going to be able to do here soon. Mm-hmm. Like we have a couple cartoons like Wish and stuff, but
got to catch up on.
Mm-hmm. Right. I feel like we might need to pull away. We've done a lot of movies and TV shows. We haven't done parks a lot lately. We haven't done anything else outside in the Disney realm outside of like movies and TV shows lately. So I feel like we're going to have to, we need to, 2025, we might need to do more of those types of topics where maybe we talk a little bit more technical and other things outside, I think would be good.
Sure. If you ever do a parks episode, do like maybe first experiences with parks, because I don't go to the parks that often, but I do have a lot of very vivid memories of like the first times I ever did. So.
Yeah, we've never done park episodes with you in it. So that would be really good in 2025 to do that. to redo, like, you know how we did all the parks at the very beginning of the podcast? I think 2025 will be 5 years. Maybe on our 5-year anniversary, we need to revisit all the parks.
Brilliant, because, things have certainly changed.
Because Epcot should be fully open by that point. Should.
We'll see.
Should.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Mom sent me some videos when they were down there this past January, and I'm like, oh, I'm so ready to go down. I'm so ready.
I mean, now that they're opening stuff at Epcot, it looks so much better. But I'm ready for them just to be done with it.
I am ready to be back down in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Florida misses you.
I miss Florida. Mm-hmm. Again, if I was not about to be married, I would be trying to get it back down there. Uh-huh. Actually, I probably would have moved back down last year if I could find a job.
True.
We'll just blame Brett. It'll be fine.
I know. I like to blame him for stuff.
I was looking at Ohio.
Why?
I want to get out of Florida. Let's go to Ohio. That is the opposite of Florida.
Well, see, he's trying to move up in his career, and they don't have the company he's with right now does not have any place in Florida. It's a Midwest company. Uh-huh. So it's Michigan, Indiana, Ohio, maybe Illinois. Uh-huh. I was really hoping that he wouldn't be moving up until like the Indianapolis one's open. I could move to Southern Indianapolis, like in a small town outside of Indy. Like that would have been fine. But I'll be okay with moving to Ohio. I've told him this. If he's listening, I'll go to Ohio. We've talked about this. But it's still like there's a part of me. There's like that part of me that I'm like,
exactly.
I don't want to go to Ohio. I want to go south. And one of the places he might be taking me in Ohio is more north. It's like right near the border of Michigan.
Which is...
That is the opposite of south.
I know. It is.
There's definitely more snow.
Oh my gosh. I'd be near Cedar Point. It'd be like within like an hour, less than an hour of Cedar Point.
Sure.
Not that works for me because I don't do roller coaster.
I was going to say, I don't know what you're doing in Cedar Point, but sure.
You I have just, no idea. We'll just do the
go
water.
There. Yeah, and you just go and walk around, I guess.
I guess I could just fly to Florida more often because I'll be right next to Detroit.
There you go.
True. Airport, yeah.
Yep. It's apparently cheaper to fly out of Detroit. I was looking for the honeymoon, and it's cheaper to fly out of Detroit than Indy. I'm like, are you flipping kidding me? It's ridiculous. Which we got to figure that out. Actually, I was looking at the prices. I'm like, oh my gosh, it might be cheaper just to drive down.
I know. I was looking at flight prices too, and I have to talk to Robbie about it. To get there. Yeah.
Which I'm thought Bobby like, said he wants to drive anyways.
He did. And then he was like, oh, maybe we could fly. And I'm just like, could we commit to one? Just so I know what we're doing. So I got to see what he wants to do. But you know, he's always all over the place.
This is true. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you drive, you could get a hotel where you can keep the doggies and you could bring the doggies.
Nah, they're going to stay here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Darn.
That's been decided. They're not invited.
I cried.
Unfortunately.
If my venue would let dogs in there, Belle was going to be in the wedding, but my venue doesn't let dogs in.
Yeah, I assume. Usually venues aren't too keen on dogs walking.
I brought Belle into PetSmart for the very first time.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple weeks ago, I forgot to get her dog food before I went and picked, or it was last Saturday, forgot to pick up her dog food before I picked her up from daycare. So I picked her up from daycare and then I realized I'm like, crap, she doesn't have any dog food and I have to get it tonight. I'm like, okay, we're going to try this because it's cold and you can't stay out in the car. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, this is going to be a disaster. This is going to be a disaster. She calmly stayed right next to me, walked through, didn't bark at anybody, didn't try to go jump on anybody. She sniffed some stuff and she tried to pick up a ball that was in a basket. And I said, no. And she stopped like, she was an angel. I'm like, who are you?
That's so funny.
My dog. I don't know if she was just scared because it was new.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure, but it was entertaining to say the least. So I said, next time we got to get a toy, I'll take you with me since you were so good. And I'll let you
pick a toy.
I'll put a couple toys in front and I'll let you pick which one.
Let her choose the toy. And that's cute.
Yeah. Because, you know, she's my child and it's the only way to. I don't have any other thing to take care of at the moment other than Brett. And he's a big boy. He can take care of himself.
Exactly. Yeah.
But we need to close this up.
Yeah, I guess we're done.
Again.
Yeah.
So, Pixie Nesters, we hope you enjoyed our dog month and our multiple rants off of the dog movies. Mm-hmm. Next month is March. We will be diving into Marvel March. And then April is Back to the Future, which is not Disney, but we're super excited about.
It's going
to
be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Brett will probably be back on the podcast because, like, that's his favorite movies. Some of his favorite movies. And then, of course, May is Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a lot coming up. So we will see you next week for whatever Marvel episode we do.
I don't know. Something.
Rock on.
Thanks for listening to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast featuring Dan. The show is written and produced by Ashley and Sammy, except for those manifestos, which are all written by Dan himself. Intro and audio editing by Sammy, logo created by Ashley. The show is produced as part of the Limitless Broadcasting Network. Make sure you check out all of our other shows and have a magical day.